Introducing today's contestants. A training specialist, originally from Muskegon, Michigan, Rhonda Kraft. A producer, originally from Wichita Falls, Texas, Charlie Fonville. And our returning champion, a writer, originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Andy Wood, whose four-day cash winnings total $91,999. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny, thank you. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us. Andy is trying to become only the second five-time champion so far in this new season. But as we all know, so much depends on the categories. Even though he's played brilliantly, it's those darn categories. Will they favor him today or the challengers, Rhonda and Charlie? Let's start finding out right now. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. We don't know where that one daily double will come up, but it'll be in one of these categories. Everything's Jake. Yeah. Potpourri, a little bit of everything there. Number, please. Each correct response will contain a silent L, and that's followed by ports, and finally, science abbreviation. Andy, start.
I wish I could quote Weird Al and take potpourri for 100, but I'll take 200, please.
This Real Housewife of Atlanta is married to Greg Leakes. Rhonda.
Who is Nene Leakes?
Yes.
Potpourri 400.
A song by Silento mentions the whip and this other dance. Charlie.
What is the nene?
Nene, correct.
Potpourri for 6.
This Hawaiian goose has half-webbed feet for walking on rough lava rock. And that bird is the nene. Back to you, Charlie.
Potpourri for 800.
This nostalgia group sang Blue Moon and Tears on My Pillow on the soundtrack of the movie Grease. Charlie.
What is Sha-na-na?
Yes.
Potpourri for 1,000.
In the title of a number one hit by Steam, these four words precede Kiss Him Goodbye. Andy.
What a na-na hey-hey.
Correct. You caught the theme that we had going in that category.
Let's do Silent L for 200, please.
In the Christmas carol, Silent Night, all is this, all is bright. Rhonda.
What is calm?
Right.
Silent L 400.
These creatures swim hundreds of miles upriver from the Pacific to spawn. Charlie.
What is salmon?
Yes.
Silent L for 600.
Part of your lower leg or a baby black Angus. Andy.
It's a calf.
Yes.
Silent L 800.
There's a silent L in this word for silently sneaking up on prey. Charlie.
What is stalk?
Yes.
Silent L for 1,000.
To act on someone's this is to represent their interests. Charlie?
What is behalf?
Behalf, that's where the silent L comes in.
Everything's Jake for 600.
The ballpark of this American League team was once known as Jacobs Field, or the Jake. We're talking about the Cleveland Indians. Back to you, Charlie.
Everything's Jake for 400.
Brother of Maggie, this actor played Billy Crystal's son in City Slickers. Charlie?
Who is Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
200 for everything's Jake.
Like many Jakes, quarterback Plummer got this rhyming nickname. Andy.
It's Jake the Snake.
Yes.
Everything's Jake 800.
Raging Bull was a hit as it was based on his memoir. Andy.
It was Jake LaMotta.
Right.
Jake 1000.
Surname of the Jake character played by John Belushi. Charlie.
What is Blues?
Blues, that's it, and that takes you to 4,800. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back and find out a little bit about the challenges, and then we'll finish the first round. So stay with us, please. The first player we introduced on the program today, Rhonda Kraft from Muskegon, Michigan, has a close relationship with a felon, her dog, who's been in the slammer twice, right?
Yes, he was part of a program through a shelter in South Carolina called Mutt Mates and Meow Mates, and they take the animals out of shelters and put them into prisoners where the prisoners are able to train them, and it lets the prisoners learn a skill and the dogs get trained as well.
And I assume it helps relax the prisoners.
Yes.
Makes them feel a lot better.
Absolutely.
All right. Charlie Fonville is producer from Texas originally, and with a great deal of love for old Hollywood, and that prompted you to do what? Create a podcast?
I created a podcast. I like all those old Hollywood stories, but I thought they could be funnier. So my favorite one is probably about a Nazi who comes to L.A. to turn actors and directors to their side, but falls in love with acting and goes on auditions and tries to do that instead.
And what's the name of this person, this Nazi? Is it anybody we know?
No, it's
fake. Fiction.
It's fiction.
Fiction. I thought it might be, but I was leading into something silly. Andy Wood, folks, is our champion. He is a writer, but he's also a competitive person in other areas. Swimming?
I'm on a master's swimming team.
What does that mean, master's swimming team?
It's for all ages, so at 19 all the way up through the hundreds if you want to. And it's great because you don't have to be fast. You just have to be fast for your age.
For your age.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and I would definitely not be competing against each other for our age. Charlie, you're in command. Go ahead. Make a selection.
I'll take science abbreviation for 200, please.
DHMO, or dithis monoxide, is a jocular way to say water. Charlie?
What is hydrogen?
Yep.
Science abbreviations for 400.
How bright was the Big Bang is an article from the AJP, the American Journal of This. Andy?
It's physics.
Physics, yes.
Science 600, please.
At NASA, EOM means end of this. Time for a cold one. Andy?
What's a mission?
Yes, end of mission.
Science 800?
LED is short for this emitting diode. Andy?
What's light?
Yeah.
Science 1000, please.
As a measurement of volume, cc's are these. Charlie?
What is cubic centimeter?
Yes.
Ports for 200?
Piraeus's modern port is the gateway between this world capital and the numerous surrounding islands of the country. Andy?
What's Athens?
Athens, Greece, we're talking about there.
Ports for 400?
In 2019, four of the five largest ports by shipping container volume were in this country, including the one in Shenzhen. Rhonda?
What is China?
Yes.
Number, please, for 200?
This number is in Heinz's slogan. Charlie?
What is 57?
Yes.
Number, please, for 800.
Blood money is a synonym for this many pieces of silver, Judas's payment for betraying Jesus. Rhonda?
What is 30?
Correct.
Number, please, 400?
This two-digit number is part of the title of the artwork seen here. Andy?
What's 76?
Yes.
Number 600?
Answer. Daily double. You trail Charlie by 1,200.
True daily double.
Okay. The Main Street of America was a nickname for this historic route.
What is Route 66?
That's it, yes.
Number, please, 1,000.
Nate Silver is the editor-in-chief of this website. Charlie?
What is 538?
Good.
Ports for 600.
The Port of Long Beach is paired with this big city's port as part of the San Pedro Bay Port Complex. Charlie?
What is Los Angeles?
Yes.
800.
Jebel Ali is a massive port in this largest city of the United Arab Emirates. Rhonda?
What is Abu Dhabi?
Nope. Andy?
What is Dubai?
Dubai, yeah. Now the $1,000 clue. Located at the mouths of the Meuse and the Rhine, this city is the largest port in Europe. Rhonda?
What is Rotterdam?
Rotterdam, good. That bumps you up to 1,800. You're going to go first in double jeopardy. We'll set the board up during this break. $800 seems to be an important number for each of our players, but Rhonda is trailing by quite a margin. Here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. Books and authors. Rainbow Coalition. The Ancient World. Buildings. Five-letter words. And finally, 20th century pop culture. Your selection, Rhonda?
Pop culture for 400.
Holy guacamole, in the 70s, kitchen appliances in this shade of green were all the rage. Charlie?
What is avocado?
That's it.
20th century for 800.
Popular dance songs of the 60s included ones called This and the Peppermint This. Charlie?
What is the twist?
Yeah.
Ancient World for 400.
Gong Qiu was the birth name of this Chinese philosopher of the 500s and 400s B.C. Charlie?
What is Confucius?
Confucius, yes.
Ancient World for 8.
Early Roman walls were named for these one-eyed giants, considered the only ones strong enough to lift the stones used. Charlie.
What is it, Cyclops?
Yes.
Ancient World for 1200.
The Cairo symbol, combining two letters of Christ's name in Greek, appeared to this Roman emperor who converted to Christianity. Charlie.
It was Constantine?
He's the one.
1600 for ancient world.
In the 7th century B.C., Sennacherib of this front-of-the-alphabet empire made Nineveh his capital. Charlie?
What is Assyria?
Assyria, yes, front-of-the-alphabet.
2000 for ancient world.
For the ancient Olympic Games, the Hellenodiki were folks chosen to do this, which is what Hellenodiki means. They were the people who were asked to judge. Back to you, Charlie.
20th century for 1200.
Claude the Crab and Peace the Bear are two of these collectible stuffed animals from the 1990s. Rhonda.
What are Beanie Babies?
Yes.
Pop culture 1600.
Answer there. Daily Double. And you can narrow the gap.
I'll wager 2000.
Two it is. Here's the clue. Antonio Passon's fascination with a still newish medium and with air travel inspired him to call his toy wagon this.
What is the radio flyer?
That's it. And you're at 5,000 even. Go again.
Pop culture 2000.
According to Billboard, this sax man was the number one instrumentalist of the 1990s. Andy.
Who's Kenny G?
Kenny G is the one.
Five-letter words, 400.
Farewell, in Spanish. It derives from a term meaning, may you be commended to God. Charlie.
What is vaya con Dios?
No. Rhonda.
What is adios?
Adios, yes.
Five-letter words, 800.
It's the perch you proverbially rule when you have total control. Rhonda.
What is the roost?
That's it.
Five-letter words, 1200.
Bike shorts are often made of this five-letter fabric that DuPont began marketing in 1962. Charlie?
What is rayon?
No. Rhonda or Andrew? Five-letter fabric is Lycra. Back to you, Rhonda.
Five-letter words, 1600.
It means a two-footed creature. Charlie?
It was a biped.
Yes.
Five-letter for 2000.
This French word means a feeling of tedium and dissatisfaction. Charlie?
What is ennui?
Ennui, good.
Books on offer, there's four, 400.
In 2020, Stephanie Meyer returned to her Twilight characters with Midnight Sun, told from this vampire's vantage. Andy?
Who's Edward?
Edward is correct.
Books 800?
The nonfiction Hidden Valley Road tells of a family with 12 kids, six of whom were diagnosed with this split mind disorder. Charlie?
What is schizophrenia?
Right.
Books for 1200.
Connell and Marianne attend Trinity College in this world capital in Sally Rooney's Normal People. Andy.
What is London?
Nope. Rhonda.
What is Dublin?
Dublin, yes.
Books and authors, 1600.
Stories from a South African Childhood is the subtitle of this memoir by Trevor Noah. Title is Born a Crime. Rhonda, back
books
to you.
Books and authors, 2000.
This woman wrote the Holocaust-set children's book, Number the Stars. And the woman's name is Lois Lowry. Two categories still in play, Rhonda.
Buildings for 400.
Fairy tale-esque Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany was an inspiration for Sleeping Beauty's castle at this SoCal location. Charlie.
What is Disneyland?
Yeah.
Buildings for 1600.
Like the U.S. Capitol, Toronto's Royal Ontario Museum has this feature, a central area located under the main dome. Rhonda.
What is a rotunda?
That's right.
Buildings 800.
The nine onion domes of St. Basil's Cathedral tower over this city. Charlie.
What is Moscow?
Yes.
Buildings for 12.
Answer. Daily Double. Right. You have a $5,000 lead over our champion, Andy.
4,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. A Baha'i temple in New Delhi bears the name of this sacred aquatic flower.
What is a lotus?
Lotus, yes. You're 21. The lead is 9,000. Go again.
I'll do buildings for 2.
Found in Kuala Lumpur, this pair of skyscrapers were the world's tallest buildings from 1996 to 2004. Andy.
What are the Petronas Towers?
That's it.
Rainbow 1600, please.
The Rainbow Bridge Bifrost was the way one got from Earth to this realm of the gods. Charlie.
What is Asgard?
Yes.
Rainbow for 2000.
The Rainbow, by this British author, was branded obscene after its 1915 release. And the author was D.H. Lawrence. Charlie?
1200.
This Thom Yorke band was innovative in 2007, releasing its album In Rainbows via internet download. Charlie?
What is Radiohead?
Correct.
800, please.
In the musical Finian's Rainbow, Finian and his daughter have been followed by one of these creatures from Irish folklore. Charlie?
What's a leprechaun?
Yep.
400.
The steelhead is an ocean-going type of this fish of the family Salmonidae. Charlie?
What is trout?
Yes, rainbow trout. Okay, you wind up at 25,000, Rhonda 9,000, Andy at 14,000, which means the game, although very impressive on Charlie's part, is not a runaway. So, it's coming down to final. Here's the category, musical theater. We're going to find out if he gets to be a five-time champion when we come back.
The G in GEICO stands for this, the original customer serviced by the insurance company. What is government? GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
An entertaining subject for Final Jeopardy today, musical theater. Players, here's your clue. The word practical was dropped from the title of this hit musical not long before it premiered in 1981 on London's West End. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Rhonda, you took a long time thinking about this one. Let's take a look and see what you wrote down. What is...
Ribs rules. It's my dog.
Okay. Incorrect. It'll cost you $89.93, leaving you with $7. Let's go to our champion, Andy Wood, four-day champion, with over $90,000 earned, and he came up with What is Cats? The play, the musical, was based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. You're right, and you will add $13,990, taking you temporarily into the lead, unless Charlie has done something very nice for himself. He came up with the correct response. That's doing something nice for yourself. And he risked enough also. He has a $30,000 payday. And he gets to enjoy the weekend, relax, and come back and play with us again on Monday. Great game. Great finish, too. Hope you enjoyed it. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiflex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care supplement for 13 years running. OsteoBiflex.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Pain can weigh you down, but you're resilient. And Icy Hot No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast-acting, targeted pain relief. Icy Hot.
First during this pandemic, a new curfew for minors at National Harbor.
The detail that parents need to know as that change now goes into effect. Plus, with COVID, age stalled, could a compromise be on the horizon? 7 on Your Side digs for answers. That's new at 11.